The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 5th chapter.
Glory to you,
Lord. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Do you know what comes before this? It is quite the picture. A great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. How big a crowd can we imagine? So many people that we cannot see the edges. They are massed together as one. And even as they wave their palm branches, we know each of their faces, every single one of them. Before this, they were not there. But death is not the end. And this picture painted in the past is still a thing yet to come. Just as true yesterday as it is today, as it will be tomorrow. These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. They stand before the Lord and they join in the words of the hymn. Because before this, the angels and the heavenly beings had already been singing this hymn to God and to the Lamb. And we know the words.
Blessing and honor and glory and might be to God and the Lamb forever. Amen.
Because even before we would come through the great ordeal, we can still learn to sing our Savior's praise. We can, even in the midst of the darkest trials, hear the faintest refrain, echoing the words we will learn again someday when the whole of our being gets to sing His praise. Do you know what comes before this? Because when you would stand there, you would look, and at the center, in the middle, right where your focus is drawn over and over again, the Lamb is sitting there. The one who has promised us that in Him we will hunger and thirst no more. He is going to give us bread to eat and wine to drink. His living flesh and blood nourishing us for eternal life. And this new thing, this new and complete fullness, this new and complete life, true, pure, forgiven and blameless. Haven't we tasted this before? Haven't we approached the throne of the Lamb? Haven't we come to His altar, to His high place? Before this, we have tasted His life-giving flesh and blood. Before this, we have come over and over to be fed by Him, not even knowing how close we were to heaven in those moments, week after week after week. Could we see, as we came to the table, that every time we came, we were being joined to a much larger event, that we were part of a much larger crowd? Do you know what comes before this? Because every time we come to the table, we are sharing this meal with so many others. All those who we do not see, even more than all those whose memories we still carry, and those whom we still grieve and love, though they have already joined the great multitude. Because before each and every one of those who awaits our joining them in the great crowd before the altar found themselves before the throne of God, they walked on this earth. They were fathers and mothers, beloved parents who poured out their hearts to care for their children. They were sons and daughters, the apple of their parents' eye, full of life and love, and in the hearts of those who cared for them, they were gone too soon. They were husbands and wives, those whose very being was given to another in love, who had shared a life full of more joys and struggles than they ever could have believed they would know. And when they left, someone else was only half of who they ever wanted to be. And before they were farmers or teachers, or bankers, or lawyers, or ranchers, or caretakers, or roughnecks, or nurses, or students, or soldiers, each of them shared one thing in common. Do you know what comes before this? Before each of these and each of us would come to stand before the throne, the angel bearing the seal of the living God called out to make sure that each and every single person, each one of those in the assembly would be known, marked, and sealed, so that when death and destruction came, each of us would not be swallowed up into the turmoil. He cried out, "Do not damage the earth or the seas or the trees until we have marked the servants of our God with a seal on their foreheads." Do you know what comes before this? Do you know what comes before the turmoil and the strife? Do you know what comes before the joy and the happiness, the years of life and love? Do you know what comes before the death and resurrection? What comes before the day when we will stand among the crowd before the altar? What comes before we even come here to catch a glimpse of our future? What comes before all of this is a promise. It is a promise that we heard today in the vision of John the Revelator, a promise that the Lamb of God will shepherd us to the springs of the water of life. What comes before all of this is a promise, a constant promise, that when we feel death's sting, that will not be the end, because that water of life has been poured out on each of us in our baptism. We have been claimed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is the vision. Each and every one of us joined to all those who have gone before. This is the vision that we will be a part of. That is the promise that each and every one of God's children, baptized in water, marked with the cross of Christ, and sealed with the Holy Spirit, has been given. When you learn what it is to feel your breath get caught in the back of your throat, to feel your eyes well with pain for a loved one we will never see again, it is through the promises made in baptism, over and over again, generation after generation, and renewed every day, that God wants us to know that when the day comes where we are all fully united with Him once again, He will wipe away every tear from our eyes, coming to worship and be fed by Him more fully than we could ever imagine, so that what we say in hope today will be what we proclaim in joy for all eternity, as we cry out, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb," when we too stand with everyone else, palm branches in hand, and look to the throne of God. Amen.